Those who choose this noble profession are subjected to demanding situations that can have serious consequences on their health.
Congressman Brian Higgins stood outside the Buffalo Police Department's B District station to announce that $2.5 million is being provided by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. The money will help UB study stress on police officers and the toll it may take, including heart health and post-traumatic stress disorder. John Violante, who was leading the study for UB, was asked whether the rise of social media, which oftentimes focuses on police officers and their field performance, may add to potential health troubles.
Social media, it's a little bit frightening to me because it makes officers hesitate on taking actions in certain situations. And that hesitation sometimes can be life-threatening.
Now a research professor at UB, Violante is a former law enforcer himself, having served more than 20 years with New York State Police. That background, says Buffalo Police Captain Patrick Mann, helps build trust with the officers to be studied.
In the beginning, I think they're kind of hesitant, but then a word got out fairly quick about Dr. Violante and his program and the benefits of it. And it got to the point where officers were calling, asking to attend the program.
Researchers believe what they find in this study could also prove useful to workers involved in other high-stress occupations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.